T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, Joe, we're going to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. We have a special guest that we love talking to, one of our buddies from NFL Network, Mark Ross, going to join here, NFL Network analyst. You can follow him on Twitter, by the way, at Mark Ross, M-A-R-C-R-O-S-S. NFL Network's Inside Training Camp airs daily starting August 10th at 10 a.m. Mark, good morning. Thank you for joining us here at Training Camp.
Hey, man, no football's back, but I'm back on the Joe Rose Show. It's all good now.
Hey, Mark, it's always great having you back, whether we're talking off-season quarterbacks, a good massage, a little pampering. I mean, we're just whatever it is. And you know what? We always want to make sure that the Miami Dolphins are in the story somehow besides 200 Tua stories that everybody does. Are you feeling the same way? Like, okay, there's no other ways to break down Tua. We got to watch him play now. Do you agree?
Let's get to the games. I mean, I don't know how many times. I love Tyreek, man. You got to have a hype man like Tyreek Hill, man. He could have taken over for Flavor Flav with Chuck D back in the day with Pope Benny. As much hype as he's given Tua, man. It's got to get to the games. Preseason's great. OTAs are wonderful, fantastic, and all. But all that doesn't matter. We used to call those guys practice all-stars, and everything could change come game time. And that's really what it's going to boil down to with Tua, with the Miami Dolphins offense, with Tyreek and Waddle fitting together. That's when it's going to matter.
I know they're not going super live and nobody's touching quarterbacks, but what a great teaser, Mark, just so you know. It's been out here watching the Waddle and Tyreek show on the outside. Wow, it has been everything it was supposed to be and more here. And again, like you said, it doesn't matter. Hey, Mark, I did want to ask you, though, we get into these camps. It's interesting evaluating players when you have some veterans, you're not sure which one in this new NFL where it doesn't look like a lot of guys going to be playing a lot of football in preseason. How much harder is it to evaluate guys off of competitive practices?
Well, that's the new age of kind of the vets having more say, more power. Back when I first started, everybody practiced what you did. And then year after year, you saw the vets kind of take those days off and more of them did it. And now it's more so you really just want to see, I mean, let's just say 80% of your roster, you know, and you're really just a few battles here and there that you kind of need to figure out who you're going to keep and or who you're trying to stash for the practice squad. So those are the ones that you're really – the guys that are going to play are the ones you really need to evaluate. The veterans, you know, you don't need to see those guys too much. You know, you talked about guys playing together, especially on offense, getting that continuity. But you can work a lot of that stuff, and it's been shown that you don't have to have the off-season practices to be effective with that. So I think you'll see even more and more of that, where cutting down on preseason reps and players trying to protect their key players, especially their key players.
So, Mark, is the new preseason game the joint practices? Is that what we're kind of going with at this point? Dolphins are heading up to Tampa next week. They have Philly down here in a couple weeks. Are those more important at this point for you think the coach's eyes than it is a preseason game?
Yeah, really.
Game?
That's kind of the way to get it done because, again, in practice, practice is great, but you're against your same team all the time. You're going against the same players every day. It's really the different look of the different players, the different schemes that you need to see your players go against. And, yeah, the joint practices, I think, are this way, coach's new way of doing it. Hey, let's get some full contact stuff. Still a little bit, yeah, we're still going to watch and monitor everything going on here, but we can definitely see a different view, a different perspective, different players, different schemes that our coaches, our players can prepare against and see how they fare against those people.
By the way, just randomly, has nothing to do with us. Who do you think is going to be the Steelers' starting quarterback?
Well, I'm going to their camp next week, so I'll see firsthand. But a lot of the reports coming out of there that Trubisky does not look good or not look good, just looks like Trubisky. So that's what the whole –
Yeah, but he's got to look better than the other guy. The other guy just – I don't think he can play. Like,
yeah, that's the thing with, players – Mr. Trubisky's kind of showed you what he is, but whenever a player switches teams like that, especially goes to Steelers, you think there's going to be a new life or a new
right.
This guy's going to change, but he's just – well, Trubisky's looking bad? Really, that's just what he looks like. So, you know, there's a reason why he's been a backup and number one pick and hasn't, you know, performed well. So I think they'll get Pickett. They'll do all they can to get Pickett ready to go there. It's really a tenuous time there for Pittsburgh. And again, you see the effects of – holding on to an older quarterback too long, what they did with Roethlisberger, and then now they're stuck. And if Pickett has to get up there and up to speed if he's the guy.
Yeah, well, Mason Rudolph didn't show that he was the guy a couple of years
oh,
back.
Oh, man, no.
Jump in the fold.
Well, that's the funny thing. Yeah, that's the funny thing. I did a Pittsburgh radio show last week, and the first question they asked, hey, there's reports that Mason Rudolph is looking good in practice. I said, if y'all are going into season with Mason Rudolph again, just chalk it up. Just go fishing already down in Cancun. Go do like the NBA do with TNT. Just go on up because we've already seen, you said it's seen and done with Mason Rudolph is not the guy. And they didn't draft Kenny Pickett in the first round to have Mason Rudolph play. They didn't sign Mr. Trubisky to say Mason Rudolph's our guy.
Hey, Mark, I want to tell you, we open with the New England Patriots down here. I'm not playing, but the Dolphins own the Dolphins. I got a terrible habit of doing that. So anyway, I want to ask you, so Belichick's the only guy could get away with this, not naming a coordinator, and yet he's got Judge going to be the quarterback coach and Patricia, who's being a good defensive coordinator, terrible head coach, and now gets a chance to be – the offensive coordinator. I don't think it's that easy. I don't think even if you're Bill Belichick, do you? Am I missing something? Or if you're a good coach, you can just coach anywhere. How's that work?
No, you guys, coaches coach certain positions for a reason. They're specialists at a position for a reason, just as if players are specialists at positions for a reason. And I just don't understand the concept of this. And, you know, this is just, again, one of those things where New England trying to outsmart everybody else or do things a lot differently. And again, when you have Tom Brady, you can do all this stuff. And Tom Brady holds it all together. And when Tom Brady was there, they could mix and match and do all the whatever they did and sign players and go in and out. But Tom Brady's gone. These couple years, it's not the same New England team. We'll see how this does this year. But I just don't understand what the rationale is. What are you getting out of it? What's the end game? Why? Just doesn't make much sense to me. Why? Hey, great. If there's reasoning and rationale to certain things, why you do it? Sure. Okay. It's a little different. Change it up. Of course. Yeah. Oh, okay. That's the reasoning. But I just can't find the reasoning for this.
Mark, I'm going to actually piggyback on that because we just less than a week ago, we heard Bill Belichick come out and just super praise Mac Jones. I mean, you just never heard it before, maybe because Brady was there for 20 years and he never really praised Brady as much as he did, but I thought it was weird how he came out and just gave it all to Mac Jones. What an offseason. He looks great. This is our guy. Like, I was just a little
shocked. We got to see more from Mac Jones before we decide to make him Tom Brady number two, right?
Yep, no doubt. Those games where the New England was winning, Mac wasn't – he had a couple good games here and there, but for the most part, he was up and down, and he wasn't the reason they were winning there. So I need to see a lot more from him as well. It was one of those things, yes, when the defense was crushing people and they ran the ball really well and Mac Jones didn't have to be the focal point. New England was winning games. When Mac Jones had to be the focal point, they were not winning games and he was struggling. So yeah, there's a lot to be seen from that team this year. The Patriots mystique, the Patriots are, I think, is still carrying them right now still. And until they start losing, if they don't make the playoffs and or they struggle again, it's going to take a while for that to wear off, for that mystique of this is not the same Patriots. This is not the Tom Brady Patriots.
Well, Mark, let's keep in AFC. So I don't know if you know this. The Buffalo Bills have beaten us seven straight games, and some of them were just absolute butt kickings. I had to think. I started to say ass. Butt kickings, they were bad. How do you look at it this year? Are they that much better than everybody else in AFC still?
Definitely. I noticed you didn't say it didn't beat us. You said we when the week season starts.
No, no, you know, not do that. I mean, last year, that was on them. That's a good point, Mark. Thank you. There's no we. I'm only we this year.
Well done, Mark. Well done.
Good job by you, Mark.
Yes. Yeah, that was nothing, a nice job.
Nothing to do with those losses. Yeah, it's the Bills are just they look good, and it's on paper, but they've done it. You know, they've a possession away from going to possibly extending that game and going to AFC Championship game last year and 2 years ago. So, and I think they've only gotten better with the addition of Von Miller and I love the Elam pick in the first round there, the corner from Florida. So I think they've only gotten stronger. Josh Allen should be even better. And when you're just looking at the other teams, question marks with Miami, with Tua, the Jets, obviously a ton of question marks going on here, and New England as well. So, yeah, I think the Bills are definitely the class of the AFC East and possibly the whole AFC.
Mark, I got to ask you, we had a little debate here yesterday, and a lot of people disagree with me, and I know you'll be honest about this. They got in this Joe Burrow thing's popped up. I don't need to tell you why, but it goes back and – so anyway, I talked about Joe Burrow, and one of our writers said, when we goofed up, I said, well, I think Justin Herbert's got a chance, and I know Joe Burrow went to Super Bowl, took that team, that terrible offensive line, to Super Bowl. But I think Justin Herbert's got a chance to be just as good, if not better, than Joe Burrow. Do you agree with that or not?
Oddly, I've been asked that question a lot for a while about the Burrow versus Herbert thing, and that's the classic – okay, Burrow, the efficiency is not flashy. He just kind of gets it done where Herbert has these magnificent tools and throws it all over the place. Looks like, oh, my goodness, he looks great. And he's done it in spurts. Burrow has just done it consistently and won and got to the Super Bowl. But Herbert is magnificent. When he's on, he's magnificent. He just has to do it more consistently, and we'll see with – the better offensive line. We'll see how that all plays with him, where he doesn't have to play hero ball all the time and can get into more of a rhythm and a groove. And the thing with quarterbacks with carrying teams or making them rise up, it's just the amount of times they have to do it. You just don't want them to have to do it every snap. It's okay, I just need to make key plays here and there when I need to. So we'll see if Justin Herbert can get more to a comfort zone where his brilliance of making a playmaking can just be on display here and there, as opposed to, okay, geez, I have to do this all the time for us to win.
Guys, let me have it now for this. I'm at
I'm just.
All you guys, Joe Burrow me yesterday. All right, so.
Well,
so
now listen, I said the same thing. I think Justin Herbert's a really good quarterback. Joe Burrow obviously took the Bengals to the Super Bowl, so he might be ahead of the curve right now, considering the fact Justin Herbert hasn't made the playoffs. But I've heard other guys out there, the Jimmy Johnsons of the world and people like that, that said, if we had to start a franchise today, and I had the number one pick, I'd pick Justin Herbert. That's been out there, right?
Yeah, you can go back and forth with it either. It's not as if one guy's a bum and one guy's great and you're arguing it. It's the one guy. They're both really, really good, really talented, just in different ways. One guy's just been more accomplished so far at this point in his career. The other guy hasn't, but has shown flashes of brilliance. So we'll see how it plays out. But I think it'll be fun. I think they'll be both at the top of the game for a long time. And it's exciting. I mean, a whole bunch of young guys, quarterbacks in the league now. It's a tremendous time for the NFL.
Hey, speaking of tremendous quarterbacks, I watch a lot at Ohio State and a lot at Alabama, but I'm terrible. So I don't sound like a complete fake. If somebody asked me to pick a quarterback, they'd be booing me, and I'd be long gone by now and doing something different. No, it's not easy because it's happened to every – it's happened to a lot of teams. And you feel strongly about either one of those guys or somebody else where somebody goes, that guy could be a Joe Burrow for next year. Have you started looking at that at all, or especially with those two?
You're talking about Stroud and Bryce Young.
I am. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Stroud at Ohio State. Yeah, I was actually at Ohio State's pro day, and C.J. Stroud threw for the seniors. The seniors are what guys that were the draft-eligible players. And, yeah, he looks the part. He's a tremendous demeanor. They love him as a leader. Outstanding person, been a playmaker, but still, this is a huge year for him. A lot to be, he has to step up and show it. Same with Bryce Young. The guy's a little guy. He's small now. He's in the things they do with him kind of mask that and cover up for it. And not to bring up small Alabama quarterbacks, but we'll see how he fares this year with teams kind of figuring him out. Okay, now he's the guy. Let's see if we can sort of – and that's the tough part about Alabama, and it was the same thing with Tua. Mac Jones is that when I talk about pressure and having to – they rarely have to do that. They rarely have to really step out of their comfort zone there just because they're so much better than everybody else. Like Alabama is just so much better. So those are the times you really have to dig in when you're evaluating those sort of quarterbacks to, okay, when are the times they really have to face adversity during games and how do they respond?
Before we let you go, you had a chance to spend any time in South Florida? Did you take any vacations down here?
I didn't make it this summer. I had a whole bunch of other stuff going on, so I wasn't able to make it down there, but hopefully I'll be down there soon.
We sure would like to catch up with you for a tropical drinker. Or what?
I know that's a standing offer, and one day I'm going to just show up, and you guys are going to be shocked, you know.
I got
expensive pay, so get that expense report ready.
No, we got Joe's credit card. Mark whatever you want. I got you. Don't worry about it. I'll take care of it.
We got what he meant to say, my wife's credit card. Did I get to
you? We got
sometime.
Mrs. Rose's credit card. All right, we're good to go. Yeah, we're good.
Mark, thank you.
Thanks, Mark.
Sure thing. Always a pleasure.
All right, Mark Ross, NFL Network analyst. Follow him on Twitter, @MarkRoss. Don't forget, NFL Network's Inside Training Camp airs daily through August 10th. Starts at 10 a.m. every single day. We always thank Mark for joining us on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.